Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to get to today, Dibs. It's good to be back with you. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mark. Doing great. A spirited debate there in the the crossover. And, you know, you and Goo against me and Steiny. And I won't go so far as to say that the Warriors don't care about the 10 seed, but I will say that the Warriors, primarily the Rick Celebrini, Steve Kerr duo, I think that they care more about their process than they do whatever the result would be. And if the process says Steph is getting worn down, and I think the numbers, and, you know, we all watch every single game, and I know you watch it even more closely because you're doing a lot of Warriors live and you're doing the post-game show, and so you're taking copious notes and the rest of it, but you watch Steph and you see that he looks like he is wearing down. He's getting a little bit tired. He's played in 64 of the 70 games, and you do have a bit of a gauntlet down the stretch. So they look at the schedule and they highlight the Sunday game as one where, you know, you probably want to ease him back a little bit, and the game situation would dictate, boy, it sure would be nice to have him out there, but you fight the temptation, you stick to your guns, and you play him, what, 7 minutes in the fourth quarter, and you come up just short.
Well, I mean, I guess it's also just an opportunity cost. If what you and Steiny are talking about is correct, and there is a conversation, a medical conversation going on with the use of analytics and numbers related to Steph's minutes and all of that, then it's not only, all right, how much do we care about being the 10 seed? How much do we care about holding off the Rockets? How much do we care about, you know, putting all our eggs in the 10 seed basket? What is that worth to us? But on the other end, what are we risking by doing that? So there's multiple conversations that go into it. So maybe it is not quite as simple as we don't care to be the 10. They would probably, in fact, I feel very confident saying they'd rather be the 10 than the 11, but is it worth the risk that you might run if it does result in an injury to Steph Curry that throws off his dream of playing in the Olympics, that throws off his chance of helping you win next year, 2 years from now, whatever the case is. So I get it. I'm just a little surprised that it took this long for them to go that route. Because, I mean, 2 days before Sunday, on Friday, as we all talked about, Steph Curry played the whole fourth quarter.
Right.
And now you go all the way to the other extreme, and you don't even let him get to the 30-minute mark, 29 minutes and 51 seconds.
Yeah, that's not the other extreme. The other extreme would be you just don't play him at all. And the whole idea of why did you wait until now to do it, it's because he wasn't worn down back then. And if you look at his game log and he had the...
He wasn't worn down on Friday, but he was on Sunday?
No, he wasn't worn down in like February. So you and Goo were saying, why do you have to start it now? And you start it now because of the schedule and the gauntlet that you have right now. And I think that you would have seen him sit out more games earlier in the year, but you didn't have that necessity because of the injury. He had the ankle injury. He missed 3 games and he came back and he's played his normal minutes, 33-33 against Memphis. It was only 24 because it was a blowout. Then 35 against Indiana. Then you bring him back for just 30. And I would bet over the course of these next 9 games, Steiny's right, 9 games in 16 days, he's going to have probably, I would guess, at least one DNP along the way there. And he's going to have at least one other game, maybe two, where he plays 30 minutes.
If they win tonight, do you think they hold him off in Orlando tomorrow?
I don't think it matters win or lose. I think that they have a plan. Mm. And I can't really say exactly. And I could look at the schedule and we could play a little guessing game of
when will he sit?
When will Steph sit? And I know they don't usually like to do it on the road, right? They don't. They like to, you know, give the road fans the treat of Steph Curry. But I think as you get down the stretch, you're going to look at maybe giving him a game off. But I don't think that it's going to matter based on what they do the night before. I think that they're going to have a plan already in place.
So ultimately, maybe it comes down to how much being the 10 seed matters to them. Does it just not matter to them that much?
I don't think they look at it that way. And I hear you and Guru getting stuck on the seed conversation. I think they look at the player. They look at Steph Curry and they say, all right, what's best for Steph? Forget the 10. Maybe we can get the 9. What happens if we fall to 11? Heck, we run the table. Maybe we're the 8. I don't think they look at any of that. I think they look at the minutes he's played, the mileage that he tracks, and they think about what's best for him in terms of minutes and rest.
Yeah, I guess where I'm getting stuck on, this was part of the conversation you and Willard had yesterday, talking about how...
Hey, you were listening. Nice.
Sometimes.
I apologize.
I tune in, tune out, depending on what's going on.
Thanks.
How the answer, the solution to this roster's problems this year is not on the roster. It's not in the house.
Right.
And I agree with that. When you look at it from a wide angle, from a wider perspective, from a season-wide perspective, Steve Kerr has tried just about everything he possibly can over the course of the season. Maybe he was a little late moving off of the veterans. Maybe he wanted a little bit early. Okay, fair. You can think that. I think I probably disagree. But from a wide angle, he has tried just about everything that he possibly can to figure something out. I mean, we have 12 games left in the regular season, and there is still not a consistent rotation. He's still trying new things.
Yeah.
And there's still questions. I mean, Goo just 20 minutes ago had it. Why not give Looney and Sharks another chance? Like, there's still all of these conversations that are happening. All that means is that the Warriors have not found something that works yet. It's taken so long to get to this point where we still don't have an answer yet. So I agree with what you and Willard said yesterday about the solution not being on the roster for the season as a whole. But if you're looking at one singular game and trying to win one singular basketball game, and it was Sunday in Minnesota, you're up by 3 going into the fourth quarter. Minnesota comes out and goes on a 12-5 run over the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. You call a timeout. The answer in that singular game, not for the season as a whole, but for that singular game, was to bring Steph Curry in at that moment. That's your answer at that point. And I know that's probably not going to have a major impact on whether you have a successful season or not. But if we're talking about a singular focus of winning one basketball game, Dibs, you cannot convince me that playing Stephen Curry 2 or 3 more minutes does not give you a better chance to win that basketball game. Now, maybe the difference of opinion comes into how much they wanted to win that basketball game or how much they were willing to risk in order to win that basketball game. But if your singular pure focus was to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves on Sunday when you led by 3 going into the fourth, and then they go on a run and you call timeout at that point, if your singular focus was to win that basketball game, you bring Stephen Curry in. But maybe it just wasn't their singular focus.
Well, you're presupposing that playing Steph the final 8:56 would lead to Steph Curry being excellent over 8:56. And that's a supposition that I don't think it's fair to make, because you're assuming...
Better than the alternative.
Well, it turns out that it was better than the alternative. And I'm looking at the log right now. They call timeout with 9 minutes to go.
Yep.
8:56, they're down by 4. You bring in Draymond, you bring in Kuminga. Out goes Pods, out goes TJD. You don't do anything with Steph. Kuminga scores, cuts it to 2. And then from there, it was an Anderson two-pointer. It was a Wiggins free throw. And then Conley and Gobert, back-to-back buckets. Then you call timeout again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Then you bring in staff. But
down
along
by
the way...
eight. Down by eight at that point.
Right, but you're presupposing that in that stretch that Steph Curry would have been able to do magical things to prevent that from going from 4 to 8 when you bring him back in.
Not magical, but... I mean, he's Stephen Curry. He's still a pretty darn good basketball player.
He is, but you're...
He's not going to commit the turnover that Trayce Jackson-Davis and Brandon Pajemski combined on. He's not going to pull a Chris Paul where he dribble down to the shot clock, has to take a fadeaway, gets blocked, and then fails to get back in transition.
Yep. Well, and the turnover happened before the timeout that you're talking about, and you're not going to bring Steph in before the nine-minute mark.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just pointing out some of the mistakes made by the players that were on the floor.
You can point out the Klay Thompson 27-footer, where I don't know if Steph would have even had a chance to have the ball in that possession. So you're looking at a total of, from the 1-8-56 timeout to the timeout where he does come back in, you're looking at about 8 possessions either way. To me, it's not that big of a deal. Including one full minute of that, there was no stoppage. So you couldn't have gotten him in any sooner than you did when you finally called another timeout. I just think it's easy to second guess it. If Klay Thompson hits the three with 8 seconds left to tie that game and you go on to win, this is not even a topic of conversation.
It's still a topic of conversation.
Yeah,
okay, let's pretend that Klay made that three to tie the game up and it goes to overtime.
Right.
You playing Steph all 5 minutes of overtime?
Probably. Yeah. At that point, I don't think that they would load manage him in overtime.
So play an extra minute or two of regulation and avoid going to overtime entirely.
Well, you brought Steph back at the 7 minute mark, basically.
And he was
right?
A big reason why you came back and tied the game.
You were down 8, so he was a +4 over the last 7 minutes of the game.
And there was a moment where you had tied the game. So for a brief period, he was +8 in like 5 minutes of game time.
Yeah, of which he scored 9 points. The rest of the way since he came back in.
Hit a big game-tying three down the stretch.
To tie it at 104.
Yeah.
I just think that this is a case where it's process versus results, and the Warriors are absolutely married to their process. And their process was 30 minutes is what we're looking at. That was the target, and so...
The process has changed, though.
Well, it doesn't change. The results do not dictate the process. And I'm a results guy. But in this case, I know exactly what they're doing process-wise, and they're not going to change their beliefs or their process in order to chase the 10. If this was Game 5 of the NBA Finals, and it was a 2-2 series, he's probably playing 40 minutes. You're not going to worry about how tired he is, and now he'd be at game like 104 or whatever in a season.
It would probably be different, say, if they were on the edge of the 6-7 spot. If they were in danger of falling into the play-in or staying out of the play-in.
Or even if it was the play-in game, right?
You're right.
If this was the play-in game, he's not playing 30.
Stakes matter, obviously.
Right.
So stakes matter.
For me,
what is on the line is important.
Yeah, game 70 in the regular season. Is game 70 more important than tonight, game 71, or tomorrow, game 72? Probably not. And so they think if we... burn him 34 minutes in this game, then maybe he's not as fresh when we need him tonight here at Miami.
Maybe. I don't know. It just feels like the process has changed because Sunday was the 10th time this year Steph had played fewer than 30 minutes this whole season. Let's see. Let's run through them. January 7th, he played fewer than 30. That was the loss to Toronto at home when they were down by 27 at half. The reason he didn't play 30 that night was because he didn't need to play in the second half. The game was over. February 27th, it was an 11-point win in Washington. They led by 23 to start the fourth that game.
Yeah, Washington.
Didn't play because you were up big going into the fourth. Another one, Chicago. That was when he injured his ankle in the fourth quarter. That's why he didn't play 30 minutes in that game. You had an 8-point loss in Phoenix. That was the game where the bench was playing so great, the starters were playing so poorly that Steve Kerr said, you know what, Steph, Clay, Dre, take a seat on the bench. We're going to ride with Kuminga and Pajemski and company. There was another win against Washington. Same story. You're up big going into the fourth. Didn't play in the fourth quarter. Blowout loss to New Orleans. Steph, we're down by 40. You don't need to play in the entire second half, essentially. Blowout win against Philadelphia. Steph, you can sit out the whole fourth quarter. We've got a back-to-back coming up the next night anyway. A blowout win against Memphis just last week. And then the 52-point loss against Boston when he didn't play the whole second half. Like, those are the other instances of Steph Curry not reaching the minute mark he did not reach on Sunday. 9 of them make perfect sense, and then Sunday night. And I can't make sense of Sundays.
But all you have to do is look at the schedule. You look at the schedule, and you see where we are, 70 games in. He's played 64. And coming up, you've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So it's, and that's just the first six of a 9-game gauntlet. And you, everybody wants him to play 34, 35 minutes each and every night. That's not the way it works. You have to give at some point. And so they chose to give on game two of a pretty grueling road trip, 5-game road trip over the course of 8 days, 5 cities, 3 time zones or 2 time zones. You got a back-to-back in there. I would imagine that if they win tonight, he might sit against Orlando, but then you have Charlotte on Friday. And I don't know if there still is that special, you know, Steph going home to Charlotte vibe. But that, honestly, you've got Charlotte Friday, San Antonio Sunday. One of those two games would be the best time to sit him.
I mean, do you feel like you can beat either of those teams without Steph?
If you can't, then what are we even talking about?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.